How is the time for scripture reading?
今天的读经的经文在创世纪。
Today's scripture is in the Genesis.
第十三章五到十八节。
Chapter 13, verses 5 to 18.
由我来朗读。
I will read to you.
与亚伯兰同行的罗德也有牛群、羊群、帐篷。那地容不下他们，因为他们的财物甚多，使他们不能同居。当时迦南人与比利洗人在那里居住，亚伯兰的牧人和罗德的牧人相争。亚伯兰就对罗德说，你我不可相争，你的牧人和我的牧人也不可相争，因为我们是骨肉。遍地不都在你眼前吗？请你离开我，你向左我就向右，你向右我就向左。罗德举目看见约旦河的全平原直到索尔都是滋润的，那地在耶和华未灭索多玛俄摩拉以先，如同耶和华的园子，也像埃及地。于是罗德选择约旦河的全平原往东迁移，他们就彼此分离了。亚伯兰住在迦南地，罗德住在平原的城邑，渐渐挪移帐篷，直到索多玛。索多玛人在耶和华面前罪大恶极。罗德离别亚伯兰以后，耶和华对亚伯兰说，从你所在的地方，你举目向东西南北观看，凡你所看见的一切地，我都要赐给你和你的后裔，直到永远。我也要使你的后裔如同地上的尘沙那样多。人若能数算地上的尘沙，才能数算你的后裔。你起来，继续走遍这地，纵横走遍这地，因为我必把这地赐给你。亚伯兰就搬了帐篷，来到西伯伦曼利的橡树那里居住，在那里为耶和华筑了一座坛。下面我们有请今天的讲员包克强弟兄。今天他的信息的题目是客旅人生。
We're giving time to Brother John, so he will deliver the message.
Brothers and sisters, good morning.
弟兄姐妹平安，早上好。
I want to start today by showing you a picture.
今天呢，我首先想让大家看一幅图画。
This is called a stereogram.
这个图画呢，就是一个三维的图画。
It has a picture within a picture.
就是在这图画里面还有一幅图画。
It's a 3D picture within a 2D picture.
就是说，在这个两维的这个画里面有一个三维的图像。
Can you see it?
你可以看见吗？
Okay, let me teach you how.
好，让我来告诉你们应该怎么样看。
Don't look at the surface of the picture. Look behind it.
就说你不要看这个幅画的表面，要看过这个画面以后。
Don't try to look at the pattern, but look behind it and let your eyes relax.
就说你不要看它这个好像这个图像，而是让你的眼睛的放松，然后往后看。
As you do that,You'll gradually see a 3D image start to emerge.
当你这样做的时候，你就发现有一个三维的这个图像就慢慢就显现出来了。
Don't be discouraged if you don't see it yet.
就是说如果你现在还没有看到的话，不要灰心。
It's usually just a minority of people who can see this quickly.
通常呢，只有很少的人可以马上看出这个图画。
Does anyone see it yet? The picture? What do you see?
有人看见了吗？你看到什么？
Well, actually, as you keep looking at it, thank you. As you keep looking at it, what you're going to see around here are three crosses.
如果你再继续看的话，你在那里的看到在那个地方呢，就有三个十字架。
But you have to just let your eyes relax. This won't just happen like by trying to make your brain work to register the picture. You have to just try to disconnect your brain.
就说你就说你一定要放眼睛要放松，不要让你的大脑跟就说跟你有就是不要受大脑的控制，而是要眼睛放松，你就可以看见。
It's really awesome when you see it.
当你看到的时候，你真的是哈哈真的是很奇妙。
It just comes out and it's like it's almost like it's alive or like television.
就是说真的是很奇妙，它好像真的是就这样跳出来一样，就像从电视里跳出来一样。
But the reason I bring that up today, yes, this is very interesting and fun, but there's a deeper point.
但是我想呢，就是当然这很有趣，但是呢，我想今天借着这个呢，来向大家阐述一个非常更深的一个主题。
And the point is this, that with God has called us to be pilgrims.
这个主题就是说神呢呼召我们让我们来 做一个朝圣者，或者说做一个客旅。
And what that means is that we don't just look at the surface of the world, the material world, we look behind it.
就是说呢，我们不要来看这个表面上这个物质的世界，我们要来透过这个物质的世界看到后面去。
And we see the cross that is the ultimate reality behind this material world.
就是说我们看到这个十字架，就是说在这个物质世界以外的，我们也看到这个 真实的这个十字架。
And as we see that reality clearly, it frees us from being held in bondage by this world.
当我们看到这个现实的时候呢，就可以让我们从这个现实的这个物质的世界的捆绑中可以释放出来。
This is what it means to live as a pilgrim.
这就是的意思，就是说什么才是一个真正客旅的一个生活。
And so today we want to explore this idea of the pilgrim more deeply by looking at the great patriarch Abraham.
所以呢，今天呢，我们就是来透过就是人类的祖先亚伯拉罕呢，来看一看这个就是说人生的这个客旅生活是一个怎样的情况。
So let's read now this first part of the passage together, please. 与亚伯兰同行的罗德也有牛群、羊群、帐篷，那地容不下他们，因为他们的财物甚多，使他们不能同居。当时迦南人与比利时人在那地居住，亚伯兰的牧人和罗德的牧人相争，亚伯兰就对罗德说：“你我不可相争，你的牧人和我的牧人也不可相争。”因为我们是骨肉，遍地都不可在你面前吗？请你离开我，你向左，我就向右；向右你向右，我就向左。嗯。So we're looking at the patriarch Abraham, who at this point is still called Abram, 亚伯兰。
所以这时候呢，我们看亚伯拉罕呢，其实他这时候还叫亚伯兰。
Most of us are familiar with Abraham.
我们知道，很多人都知道亚伯拉罕这个名字。
God called him out of a land called Ur of the Chaldees.
神从加勒底的乌尔把他呼召出来。
That's in today's Iraq.
就是这个地方，就是现今的伊拉克。
And he promised to make him a blessing to the whole world.
然后神应许亚伯拉罕，让他成为万国的祝福。
And he promised to give him a land for himself and for his ancestors, which was the land of Canaan.
神也应许他给他和他的后裔呢的土地，就是迦南地。
So Abram travels to the land of Canaan with his wife and with his servants and with his nephew Lot.
所以呢，这时候呢，亚伯兰呢，他就跟他的仆人、他的太太、他的妻子，还有他的侄子罗德一起去这个迦南地。
So when we pick up the story here, they have actually.Just returned to the land of Canaan from Egypt.
这时候呢，我们从这个故事，这时候呢，就是他们刚从埃及出来，去到迦南地。
They went to escape a famine in the land of Canaan.
他们因为迦南地有饥荒，所以他们就是去了埃及。
And while they were in Egypt, God gave Abraham and through Abraham Lot a great deal of wealth.
当他们在埃及地的时候呢，神祝福给亚伯兰和他的侄子罗德，给他们很多的财富。
But as we see in this passage, great wealth often brings conflict.
但是我们从这几节经文看到，就是说财富呢，很多时候会带来冲突。
The passage says that the land could not hold them both.
这时候我们从经文上看到呢，就是说这块地呢容不下他们，两个人，他们在一起。
But what it doesn't say here is that the deeper problem was that at a heart level, someone's attitude was not in the right place.
但是呢，我们这里没有提到，其实在深的最深的一个问题就是说，这里面有的人的态度是不对的了。
And that person is Lot.
那我们知道这个人就是罗德。
Lot doesn't have as much as Abraham.
那罗德呢，财富呢没有亚伯拉罕这么多。
Abraham has not just livestock, but silver and gold.
我们知道亚伯兰呢，他不仅仅有牲畜，而且他也有金有银。
And Lot sees his uncle and thinks, I want to be as wealthy as him.
所以这时候罗德他就在想，我也想像我的叔叔一样这样子的富有。
Conflict.
所以这时候我们就看到有冲突出来
了。So,What we see from Abraham's response to this is that he does not look at life the same way as Lot.
所以我们这时候看到亚伯兰对这个事情的反应呢，他并跟罗德不是不一样的。
He's not trying to grab the things of the world.
他并不是要紧紧地抓住他属世上所有的。
And be on top of everyone else.
就是说要成为在很多人之上。
But instead, he looks at life through the eyes of a pilgrim.
反而是呢，他把他的生活呢，看成一个像一个客旅的生活一样。
So he can let things go.
所以呢，他可以让这些物质上的东西，他并不是很在乎。
And this is the first principle of the life of the pilgrim.
所以呢，我们看到呢，这就是第一个，就是我们原则作为一个客旅生活的一个原则。
And that is that we hold tight to God, but not to the things of the world.
就是说我们要紧紧地抓住上帝，而不是要抓住紧紧地抓住这个世界。
Of course, Abraham had pragmatic reasons for wanting to keep a good relationship with Lot.
当然我们也知道亚伯拉罕他有一些考量，他要跟罗德有一个很好的关系。
Remember, they are wanderers in a foreign land.
我们 也知道呢，他们是在一个外邦的一个地方，他们是一个像一个游牧的民族一样。
Many pagan tribes surrounding them.
我们知道这些，他们周围有很多这种外邦的这些民族。
Yes, but this is not just pragmatism.
当然呢，我们也知道，亚伯兰呢，并不是只是一些权益上的考量。
After all, Abraham is the elder.
那我们知道亚伯拉罕呢，比罗德要大。
He can choose first.
他应该首先有选择权。
He is willing to give that up in order to try to keep a harmonious relationship with his nephew.
但是他愿意把这样的权利放下呢，让想着要跟他的侄子罗德有一个很好，有保持很好的关系。
So we see it was Abraham's faith in God that helped him to put relationships ahead of wealth.
所以我们就是看到呢，亚伯拉罕他因着跟神这样子的关系呢，他要愿意把自己跟侄子的关系摆在第一位。
He holds the things of the world lightly because he holds on to God tightly.
他对这个世上的东西呢，他并不是就是很放松，但是他对神却是紧紧的抓住。
Okay, so let's look at a video that helps us understand this principle a little bit better.
所以呢，我们来看这个录像呢，来让我们更好的明白这个原则。
Is that going to start for us? I hope.Is there a way to, If there's a problem, we can find it online.
如果有问题的话，我们可以是在网上可以找到。
Well, it looks like that might not take for us. Do we have an internet connection right now? Because if we do.Here, Andrew. Okay, you're gonna help him. Okay. Yeah. This is a very funny video, so I'm hoping it will actually work.
这是一个非常有趣的录像，我想让大家看。
Maybe the USB will do it. I hope so. Okay, we'll wait just another minute or two, and then that doesn't work.
I'll
move on. Maybe what I'll do, can you search, you could search for it online if you have the internet, it's how to catch a monkey. Give this about another minute, and then if that doesn't work, we'll just move on.
Okay, 我们稍微再等一下。
Yes, right. Okay, this should work now.
好，看来要可以了。
That's why I downloaded it, to try and avoid commercials. Okay,
first,
here we go.
He laboriously drills a hole in a giant
No voice needed.
When he is sure.
Okay, so let's just watch the picture, see what happens.
好，我们来看一下这个画面，看发生了什么事情。
Okay, so that's one illustration. The monkey can't let go of the short-term benefit to gain his long-term freedom, right?
所以我们看到这个猴子，他要就是想赶紧抓住这个这个里面的可能有食物，他宁愿放弃了他的这个自由。
And this is actually the way a lot of people approach the world.
所以呢，其实这也让我们看到，其实我们很多人也是用这种办法来面对我们的这个世界上的生活。
They hold so tight to the things of the world that they end up in bondage.
他们是这样子想紧紧抓住这个世上的这些东西，以至于他们被捆绑。
So let's look at another example of the pilgrim outlook. This is a woman by the name of Karen Hughes. She was a top advisor of President Bush.
哎，我们来看另外一个例子呢。这个Karen Hughes， 她是布什的高级顾问。
So she had served with him when he was governor of Texas.
她在布什还是在德克萨斯州长的时候，她也就是为布什工作。
And when Bush won the election in 2000, she went with him. She, her husband, and her two kids went with him to Washington.
当布什他赢了这个总统竞选的时候，他就跟他的孩子还有他的丈夫呢，就跟布什一起去了华盛顿。
Oh, what an incredible opportunity!
这是这么好的一个机会啊
！Top advisor to the most powerful person in the world.
他是这个高级的顾问，就是这世界上最有权力的人的一个高级顾问。
But her two kids who were in high school just terribly miss their friends back in Texas.
但是他的两个孩子呢，他是非常想念他们在德克萨斯的朋友。
And her husband, who is a real estate attorney, couldn't find a job that really fit.
但是她的丈夫呢，也是做房地产方面的律师，但他也在华盛顿找不到一个合适的工作。
They felt out of place in Washington.
他们好像在华盛顿呢，好像觉得很觉得不是自己的地方。
So she had to make a very difficult decision.
所以呢，她这时候要做一个很艰难的一个决定。
After just 2 years in Washington, she, her husband, and kids moved back to Texas.
所以呢，在华盛顿住了两年以后呢，她就跟她的孩子还有丈夫就重新搬回了德克萨斯。
And her Christian faith was a key part of that decision.
我们知道呢，她的这个基督的信仰呢，是她做这样决定是起了很重要的作用。
She decided to put family and relationships.Ahead of holding on to power,
他决定呢，就是把家庭还有就是和家庭之间的关系呢放在首位，而不是注重他所要有的权利。
In a recent interview, she said that she had no regrets about that decision.
最近呢，他有一个就是访谈呢，就是他也说到他对自己的决定没有任何的后悔。
Today we live in an age of technology and prosperity, but growing secularism.
我们知道我们现在所处的是一个高科技和繁荣的时代，但是呢，我们变得越来越世俗化。
And this secular material culture has this tremendous power and allure, and all of us feel it.
所以呢，这个世俗呢，越来越对我们有很大的影响力，也对我们有很多的诱惑。
But we need to learn to approach this culture with the eyes of a pilgrim.
但是呢，我们面对这样子的文化的时候呢，我们要有作为一个客旅的这样一个眼光。
Instead of making this world the ultimate, what we seek to grab hold of, we set our eyes on eternity and God's kingdom.
这时候呢，我们不应该把我们的眼光呢就放在这个物质的世界，而是我们要把我们眼睛呢定睛在神身上，要定睛在神国里面。
And as we do this, the power of the world to control our values is broken.
当我们这样做的时候呢，这个世界对我们的影响、价值观的影响呢，就会破碎。
Instead of always insisting on our rights and our interests, we can start to think about the interests and rights of others.
我们就是不是总是要来考虑我们自己的权利和我们的利益，反而我们可以考虑到别人的需要。
Instead of career and income being our number one priority, we can put relationships and family first.
我们呢可以呢就是可以把我们的工作还有我们的收入这些东西把它放下，而是把我们的家庭和我们的关系和人之间的关系放在第一位。
This does not mean that we repudiate success or wealth.
这并不是说我们好像要放弃这些成功啊，还有财富。
After all, Abraham himself was very successful and he was very wealthy.
我们也知道亚伯拉罕呢，他也是一个非常成功的人，而且他非常富有。
But that is not our goal.
但是我们知道呢，这不是我们的目标。
We are not attached to those things.
我们不应该来紧紧地抓住这些事情。
And when we need to, we can quickly lay them down.
当我们真是需要的时候，我们就可以把这些属世的东西就放下。
For some of us, this might require a real fundamental change of heart.
对我们很多人来说呢，我们真是心里需要一个非常根本的转变。
If we've been pulled in by the allure of the world,
如果我们真的是我们被这个世界所牵引的时候，我们真是需要一个内心根本的改变。
So let us ask God to help us to see His kingdom clearly and escape bondage to this world.
所以我们求神帮助我们，让我们可以真的是更清地看到他的国，而可以脱离这个世界的物欲的捆绑。
Okay, so let's move on to the next part of the passage here, and let's again read it together, please.
我们来看第二部分，一起读。
罗德举目看见约旦河的全平原，直到索尔，都是滋润的。那地在耶和华为你所夺的厄摩拉以前，如同耶和华的园子，也像埃及地。于是罗德选择约旦河的全平原，往东迁移，他们就彼此分离了。 亚伯兰住在迦南地，罗德住在平原的城邑，渐渐地扩展长城，直到索多玛。索多玛人在耶和华面前罪大恶极。
So Lot is not shy to take up Abraham's offer.
所以我们看到这时候呢，罗德呢，他当亚伯拉罕将他先选的时候，他好像就是啊，觉得很应当的。
And not surprisingly, he chooses the more fertile land.
也不出乎意料呢，他就选择那个最肥沃的土地。
Interestingly, the Bible says here that he chose for himself.
这里非常有趣的，从 Bible 上里看到的，就是说罗德呢，他自己选择，自己来选择。
Chose for himself suggests that he relies on himself and does not seek God.
所以我们看到呢，其实他自己来依靠自己的判断力来选择，而不是来寻求神的带领。
So his choice is based on material considerations, but not apparently spiritual considerations.
所以我们看到他的选择呢，是在基于这个物质上的一个考虑，而不是真是在灵里面一个属灵上的考虑。
In fact, he doesn't seem to consider the possible spiritual cost of his choice at all.
所以我们也知道他并没有完全的，就是根本没有想到属灵方面的意义在选择上面。
In terms of cost, well, for one, by choosing first, I mean, he's basically...You could say disrespecting, or he's being a poor witness because really his uncle should be choosing first.
我们也知道呢，其实是应该他的叔叔应该先选择的。他既然这样子愿意首先来选择呢，我们也看到他就没有好的这样一个见证。
But even more problematic is that the land he chooses is outside of the land that God promised to Abraham.
其实但是最重要的是呢，他选择这块地呢，实际上是在神应许亚伯拉罕的应许之地以外。
So, here's the promised land right here.
所以我们看到那是神应许地，是迦南地。
There is Sodom.
那个地方呢，在下面呢，就是索多玛。
So he's not only distancing himself from Abraham and from the promised land,
所以我们看到他不仅让自己和亚伯拉罕和这个神的应许地要离开这些地和亚伯拉罕。
He's distancing himself from God and God's covenant.
所以呢，我一看到他要远离神，而且要远离神的应许。
And to make matters worse, he's moving to a place that has become, it's a center of moral depravity.
但是其实更重要的是呢，他竟然搬到一个实际上是一个道德沦丧的一个地方。
Did Lot know that?
那罗德知道吗？
Maybe.
有可能啊。
He might have heard rumors.
他可能或者也许可能会听到一些那方面的东西。
But if he did hear rumors, it didn't stop him.
如果真的他听到那些那个地方的事情的话，他这些并没有阻止他的行动。
But even if he didn't hear rumors.
如果他真的没有听到那地方的情况的话
，Once he arrived there in Sodom, he was happy to stay.
当他到了这个索多玛的时候呢，我们也看到他就非常高兴的就住下了。
In verse 12, it says he pitched his tent among these cities.
所以那我们从经文十二节看到他就是慢慢的把自己帐篷呢来迁移到索多玛。
Began moving towards Sodom.
他慢慢的一点一点迁移到索多玛。
By chapter 19, it seems he already has set up permanent abode in the city of Sodom.
所以我们到了第十九章的时候，就看到他已经在索多玛就永远的居住下去了。
What a contrast with Abraham!
这跟亚伯拉罕的反差真的是太大了。
Abraham doesn't try to grab for himself.
我们看到亚伯拉罕他并不是想。紧紧地自己抓住他想要的。
Instead, he trusts God to provide for him.
但是呢，他相信神会为他来提供。
Notice, he gladly accepts the less fertile land because he knows that it's God's will.
我们看到了他非常高兴的，接受这些不是很肥沃的土地，因为他知道这是神的心意。
So here we see the second principle.Of the pilgrim life, which is that we trust God and we wait on Him to provide what is best.
所以第二个做客旅生活的一个原则呢，就是说我们要等候神，我们也相信神对我们的供应是最好的。
Now, as it turns out, the less fertile land was actually a much safer place to be spiritually.
但是就我们后来看到了这个好像看起来不是很肥沃的田地呢，实际上是一个非常安全的居住的一个地方。
He's able to stay close to God.
他可以在那里可以跟神越来越亲近。
The surrounding people are not as depraved as Sodom.
这些他周边的这些 民众呢，也并不像在索多玛那边的裸民一样。
He doesn't have to worry about marauding tribes coming in and taking everything away, as they do Lot and his goods in chapter 14.
所以他也不用担心呢，他会像罗德一样，他的因着他周边的这些裸民呢，他失去他的财富。
Yes, God knows what's best for us.
所以我们真的是知道神知道什么是对我们最好的。
Another example of this pilgrim trust in God's provision we can find in the ancestor of Abraham, King David.
我们也可以从大卫王身上呢也看到这个做客旅生活的这样一个态度，相信神的供应的这样一个态度。
Of course, we know that David was secretly anointed king by the prophet Samuel.
我们知道呢，大卫王呢是被撒母耳就是高抹暗暗的高抹为王的。
And when he went to serve King Saul,
当他去服侍扫罗王的时候
，David was so successful that Saul became very jealous.
大卫呢他非常的成功，这样以至于呢扫罗他就非常的嫉妒。
So David had to flee, and he spent many years.Trying to escape King Saul, who wanted to kill him.
所以呢，大卫王呢不得不逃离扫罗的追杀。他很多年在外面逃离在外。
And at one point, when King Saul was looking for David amongst these caves in a remote area,
有一天呢，当扫罗王他在这些洞穴里面要找这个大卫的时候
，Saul went to use the bathroom.
所以扫罗呢他去这洞里面去解手。
And it so happened that in that very cave, David and his men were hiding.
就是刚巧呢这些大卫呢和他手下呢刚好在这个洞穴里面在躲藏。
And David's men said, now's our chance, let's kill him.
这时候呢大卫的手下就说哦现在是我们的机会了我们要来把他杀死吧。
And David said, no.
这大卫就说不要。
He is the Lord's anointed. I will not stretch out my hand to strike the Lord's anointed.
他是神所膏抹的，所以我不要击手就是伸手击杀神所膏抹的。
So all he did was tiptoe over and cut off a small piece of his robe.
所以呢，他只是慢慢的走到他边上呢，把他衣服的衣襟呢就是剪下来一块。
So that when Saul left, he could prove.I could have killed you, and I didn't.
所以当扫罗离开的时候，他就像可以向扫罗见证说，证明就说他我是有机会杀你的，但是我没有。
So it was his faith in God that kept David from killing Saul when he could have.
所以呢，就是因为大卫有这样子的对神的信心呢，所以他就是当有机会的时候，他也没有来杀扫罗。
He waited.Still, several more years before Saul was killed in battle.
他一直等到好多年以后，直到扫罗被在战场上被杀以后。
And then David became king.
然后这时候大卫才成了以色列的王。
But notice he kept his conscience clear, and when he became king, it was with God's full blessing.
所以他，但是他心里非常非常的明白，当他成为以色列的王的时候，他知道这是神的恩典，神的祝福。
Today we live in a society that exalts self and self-gratification.
我们现今所述的这个时代呢，就是说推崇自我和自我的满足。
And as Christians, we can easily allow that type of mentality to creep in.
作为基督徒呢，我们很容易就是让这样子一个想法呢来进入到我们里面。
We have a self-centered faith, or we can easily have a self-centered faith like Lot.
我们很容易就像罗德一样，有一个非常自我中心的这样一个信念。
Yes, we acknowledge God, but we serve self.
虽然我们知道神，但是我们服侍我们自己。
So this type of faith, it lacks power, and it results in a compromised witness.
所以这样子的信心呢，实际上是没有见证的能力，而且呢，让我们真是有损对神的见证。
So to live as pilgrims, we have to challenge that mentality.
所以呢，我们要过一个客旅的生活呢，我们就要突破这样子的一个想法。
We need to put God at the center of our life and our decisions.
我们要把神呢放在我们的生活和我们要做的决定的这样一个中心。
And as we do that, our approach to the world and to the practical matters of life will change.
当我们这样做的时候呢，我们对我们的生活还有我们处理事情的方式的时候就会有不同。
Okay, one key aspect of that will be that we won't just push ahead with our plans, we will wait for God's guidance.
所以呢，其中呢，就是我们就是说不会自己的去来自己做决定，而是我们要等候神的时间和神的引导。
And this can save us so much pain and frustration.
那我们知道这样子就可以让我们减少很多的挫折，还有很多的伤痛。
One area where this is really important is finding a spouse.
我们知道在你找配偶的这个事情呢，是也是非常重要的。
Okay, for those of you who are single,
当你们还是单身的时候呢，这真的是。
Take note.
现在记下来。
That if we marry someone who is not staying close to God, it will easily drag us down.
当我们就是找一个配偶，他离神很远的时候，那也让我们的信心呢，也让我们也慢慢的离神越来越远。
Make sure you have God's blessing.
你要确定你要有神的这个祝福。
And a pilgrim mindset also helps us when we don't get what we want.
作为一个客旅的生活呢，可能我们并不能够得到我们想要的。
Maybe we don't get into our top school.
也许呢，我们也不能上那个真的是想上的最好的学校。
Maybe we don't get that ideal job with a high salary.
可能呢，我们也不能想得到我们的那个想要的那个高薪的工作。
But for the pilgrim, we're not looking for fulfillment in this world.
但作为一个客旅呢，我们看的并不是在这个世界上的所要的成功。
We're looking for our fulfillment in God.
我们要看的是，我们要追求是我们在神里面的成功。
And therefore we can trust that God gives us what is best for us at this time.
所以我们就有这样的信心，相信呢，神在他的时间会把最好的给我们。
In fact, I've learned that disappointment can be an incredibly valuable opportunity.To learn that God matters most.
事实上呢，我也学到呢，就是说失望呢是真是可以让我学习更多的来真的是知道神的心意。
So the pilgrim has inner strength to face the vicissitudes of life.
所以呢，我们知道客旅呢，他这样态度，他就可以面对生活中各样的挑战。
Now let's look at the end of the passage.
所以我们来看这个的经文的最后一段。
And once again, let's read it together.
我们来一起读。
罗德离别亚伯兰以后，耶和华对亚伯兰说：“从你所在的地方，你举目向东西南北观看，凡你所看见的一切地，我都要赐给你和你的后裔，直到永远。我也要使你的后裔如同地上的尘沙这样多。人若能数算地上的尘沙，才能数算你的后裔。”你起来，纵横走遍这地，因为我必把这地赐给你。亚伯兰就搬了帐篷，来到希伯伦曼地的上主那里居住，在那里为耶和华筑了一座坛。
Right after Lot leaves Abraham, God appears to him and affirms, reaffirms the covenant.
当罗德离开了亚伯兰以后呢，神就是马上向亚伯拉罕显现，而且重新确定他对亚伯拉罕所立的约。
The timing is not a coincidence.
我们知道这个并不是好像偶尔就是一个不是一个巧合。
God is pleased with Abraham's choice.
那我们知道呢，神喜悦亚伯拉罕他所做的这样一个决定。
And he affirms him.
所以呢，神向亚伯拉罕确定。
And what this shows us, when you hold to God and you wait for God's provision, the blessing of God inevitably comes.
啊，所以我们也看到，当我们对神就是坚守对神的信心，紧紧的依靠神的时候呢，神的祝福就是这样子倾泻下来。
And this is the third principle of the pilgrim.
所以呢，这也是做客旅生活的第三个原则。
Enjoying God's covenant blessings.
享受上帝对我们的圣约的祝福。
And the blessings of God's covenant are greater than anything this world can offer us.
我们知道神圣约的祝福呢，比世界上任何的事情都要好得多。
God's blessings bring genuine inner contentment.
神的圣约的祝福让我们可以真正的经历内心的满足。
Not just emptiness and a need for more.
不是空虚的，不是好像要需要更多。
Genuine inner peace and freedom.
是真正的内心的满足。和平安和自由。
Proverbs chapter 10:22 says this.
箴言十章二十二节这样说。
It is the blessing of the Lord that makes rich, and He adds no sorrow to it.
耶和华所赐的福使人富足，并不加上忧虑。
So Abraham enters into this blessing right away.
所以我们看到亚伯翰马上就经历这样子的祝福。
We can see he dwells in the land.
我们知道呢，他就是在这片地上住下了。
He does not get entangled with ungodly people.
他没有跟这些外邦人有任何的纠结。
And we see this because he builds the altar, and we know that. Oops, I think we're going back. Yeah, that's fine. I would leave it here for just. Actually, go back a bit more. Oh, okay. Sorry. Forward. So he lives in the land. He builds an altar. Worship.Is at the center of his life.
所以我们知道他进入这片地以后呢，他就建神祭坛来敬拜神，而且敬拜是他生活的中心。
God gives him many sons, but one son of promise.
神呢给他很多的儿子，但是我们知道神只给他一个应许的儿子。
Lot, on the other hand, so if we compare this to Lot in Sodom, he gets entangled with the ungodly.
所以当我们跟罗德来比较的时候，我们知道罗德他在索多玛呢，他跟这些外邦人就是就纠缠在一起。
And when Lot's descendants are born, when his own daughters get him drunk and sleep with him.
我们知道呢，罗德的后代呢，是因为他的女儿又让他喝醉了以后呢，他从他女儿而生的孩子是他的后代。
But above all, Abraham has hope for God's blessing beyond just this life.
那我们知道呢，亚伯拉罕他是有盼望的，而且知道这个盼望呢是在他身后也是有盼望的。
He doesn't have to have it all now in this life.
他当然不需要，好像就在这个他这个现生的这个世界上的生活，好像要有全部都拥有。
He can wait patiently for God's full blessing.
所以但是他可以非常耐心的等待神全部的祝福。
And it will be huge.
那我们知道这是极大的祝福。
Instead of just dwelling in the land, his descendants will possess this whole land.
他不仅仅就是住在这个地方，而且他的后代呢就要拥有这块土地。
Besides just Isaac, his son of promise, his descendants will be so numerous you can't count them.
我们知道呢，以撒的他的后代是这样子的多，以至于根本数不出来。
And Though this hope was only implicit, the hope of eternal life.
那我们知道呢，这个永生的生命呢，就是要表现出来的。
Because God, His God, is eternal, and the hope is He will therefore be with God forever.
那我们真的是知道神是永远的神，永恒的神。那所以呢，就是他的盼望呢，就是这样子永远的，永远跟神在一起。
You can go to the next. Yeah, so this is Abraham in the land. This is him possessing the land. Okay, go ahead to the next one. So I have a good friend, actually, who I think kind of embodies what I'm talking about here. That is God's covenant blessings.
我有一个好朋友呢，好像他在他身上就看到神的这个圣约的祝福。
Okay, this was taken a few years ago.
这是几年以前的照片。
And this is a friend of mine from Canada.
这是我的朋友，是在加拿大的一个朋友。
He was a graduate of Tsinghua University.
他从清华大学毕业。
And back in the 1990s, he was actually very high up in Chinese financial circles.
在90年代呢，他在中国已经是在金融界是非常有地位、有高位置的一个人。
He interacted with all these top level, especially provincial officials, to seal deals.
其实他就跟这些很高层次的官员，特别是这些省里面这些官员呢，来谈很多的交易啊、生意。
But he was unwilling to engage in corruption.
但是呢，他不愿意就是行贿赂。
And as a result, his career seemed to stall.
因此呢，他的事业呢就受到影响。
No promotion.
他也没法升职。
And he was bitter about that.
他心里呢觉得很生气。
So he eventually decided to emigrate to Canada.
后来呢，他就决定了就移民到加拿大了。
And there he became a Christian.
在加拿大呢，他成为基督徒。
And God opened a door for him at a local bank.
所以呢，神也在就是他当地的一个银行呢，给他了一个工作。
He was very successful there, and God blessed him. His son was born in China. He had a daughter, then later in Canada.
他工作做得非常的好，而且神也祝福他。他的儿子在大陆生，但是后来他又生了个女儿。
He became very active at church and led many Chinese immigrants to Christ.
他在教会里面有很多的服事，而且让很多的人都是因着他听到福音接受神。
When I first met him, he always had a frown on his face.
当我第一次见到他的时候，好像他总是皱着眉头的。
He said very little.
他说的话也不多。
But over time, I watched as he gradually began to smile more and talk more and become a genuinely happy, content person.
但是慢慢的我就发现他笑容越来越多了，而且说话也多了，而且他真正变成一个非常有真正满足的一个人。
You can see that, I think.
这照片上是应该可以看到的。
His friends back, so I think this it shows you the God's blessing. This is how the covenant blessing works. It brings true contentment.
所以我们也看到，就是神的这个圣约的祝福呢，真是让我们有真正的满足。
But meanwhile, his friends back in China had a hard time understanding his life in Canada.
但是呢，同时呢，他的朋友在中国还在中国大陆的，非常不能明白他的生活。
They were busy doing deals, making money, attending banquets, and yes, giving bribes.
他们就是这样子，繁忙的工作啊，然后参加 party, 参加那个宴会啊，然后而且施行贿赂。
But they lacked inner peace and contentment.
但是他没有内心的，但是他们缺乏内心的平安和真正的满足。
Have you experienced God's covenant blessings in your life?
你有没有在你的生活里面经历神圣约的这样一个祝福？
Have you found true contentment in God?
你有没有在神里面找到真正的满足？
If so, praise God for His grace and continue to hold fast to Him.
如果你有，那我们真的是感谢神，而且你还要继续的，真的是紧紧的抓住神。
But if not, it might be a sign that you are seeking blessing in this world.
但如果你没有的话，可能就是表明，也许你在世界上还是在追求世界上的东西。
For some of us here, that may be because we're not yet Christians.
可能呢，我们在座的有因为还不是基督徒。
To enjoy the covenant blessings, we first have to enter the covenant.
如果我们要真是经历神圣约的祝福的话，我们要先进到神的圣约里面。
And we enter the covenant through faith in Jesus Christ, the descendant of Abraham.
当我们就是要接受神的圣约的时候，我们才能进入神圣约的里面，而且成为亚伯拉罕的后裔。
So it is through faith in Jesus and what He did.On the cross, so we could have forgiveness.
所以我们只有靠着耶稣基督，他在十字架上所成就的，我们就可以得到。
Okay, that's the first step to being a pilgrim.
所以呢，这是第一，作为客旅生活的一个第一步。
But for some of us, even after we accept Jesus Christ, we become Christians, we still struggle.
但是其实我们很多人我们已经成为了基督徒呢，好像我们还是在挣扎，在每天的生活里面在挣扎。
So today is a gentle reminder to turn our hearts back to God.
所以呢，今天呢，我也想就是提醒温馨的提醒大家，就是我们要把我们的心重新来转向神。
Set your heart on Him and His kingdom.
我们要把我们的心呢放在神那里，而且放在神国里面。
As you learn to look beyond this world, yes,
the covenant blessing will begin to come.
当你越过这个世界看的时候，神的祝福，圣约的福就会倾倒下来。
So in Abraham and Lot, we see the difference between the life of the pilgrim and the life of the worldly person.
所以从亚伯拉罕和罗德身上呢，我们也可以看到一个客旅的生活，还有一个在世人生活的这样一个方面，不同的方面。
The pilgrim holds tightly to God, but loosely to the world.
但我们看到呢，客旅呢，他就紧紧地抓住神，而是对世界并不是特别在乎。
And is free.
那我们也知道他的生活是自由的。
But the worldly person holds tight to the world and loosely to God.
但是呢，世人的生活呢，他们是要紧紧地抓住这个世界上的东西，但是他们对神并不关，就是是不关心的。
And so they're in bondage.
所以呢，但是所以他们是受捆绑的。
The pilgrim is able to insist on God's will and wait for God to provide.
我们知道客旅的生活呢，他们就是可以坚定依靠神，知道神必会供应。
But the worldly person depends on themselves and rushes to grab hold of what their flesh desires.
所以，但是我们知道，这世人的生活，他们就是要依靠自己，而且就是拼命的来去争取这些世上的东西。
The pilgrim experiences God's covenant blessing and finds true inner contentment.
我们知道呢，客旅呢，他们可以经历神圣约的祝福，可以在神里面有真正的满足。
And the worldly, but the worldly person experiences God's judgment and meets with great frustration.
那我们知道世人呢，他们所经历就是要受到神的审判，而且他们也有很多的挫败，有很多的伤痛。
Abraham and Lot also show us the very different destiny of these two types of people.
从亚伯拉罕和罗德身上呢，我们也看到这个有两种不同的结局。
We see Abraham, how the blessing is steady and stable and goes on generation after generation after generation to today.
我们从亚伯拉罕身上看到他的圣约的这个祝福呢，就是一代一代一代的传下去，在今天还是祝福满满。
Whereas we see Lot, who loses everything.He is forced to flee Sodom when God judges the city, and he has to flee empty-handed.
但是从罗德身上，当我们看到神要审判这个索多玛的时候，他虽然逃离出来，但是他两手是空空的。
So, as Christians, let us set our eyes then on the eternal kingdom.
所以呢，作为基督徒呢，我们要把我们的眼光呢，来放到神国上面。
As we invest in that, in God and His kingdom, we will have eternal reward in heaven.
当我们真的是在神里面建造的时候，神国里面定睛在神国里面的时候，我们真的是就是有这样子属天的福气。
And this is what it means to live the life of a pilgrim.
这是说客旅的生活就是应该是这样一个生活。
Let's pray.
让我们来一起祷告。
天父感谢你今天有机会能够跟弟兄姐妹分享你的话语。
Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for giving me this opportunity to share your words with brothers and sisters.
主啊，求你的圣灵帮助我们明白什么叫做客旅。
Lord, we pray that your Holy Spirit help us to understand what's the meaning of a pilgrim.
打开我们的心眼，能看见你的国度。
Open our hearts and eyes so that we can see your kingdom.
帮助我们不要抓紧世界。
Please help us not grasp or hold on to this world.
而是抓紧你。
Instead, we will hold on to you.
用你的祝福，你圣约的祝福领导所有在场的弟兄姐妹。
We pray that your holy covenant will be reaching to each one of us, our brothers and sisters.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.